Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. The words of lyricist Hal David have been sung by countless pop stars over the years, from Frank Sinatra and Perry Como to Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin. He's one of the most prolific contributors to the American Songbook, penning over 700 songs. Hal David passed away in 2012, but this week marks what would have been his 100th birthday. So to honor him, we'll be thumbing through the Hal David Songbook, exploring his work alongside composer Burt Bacharach and others, as performed by classic jazz pop singers like Nancy Wilson and Carmen McRae, and new jazz stars like Diana Krall and Kurt Elling. It's Magic Moments with Hal David, a centennial celebration, coming up next on Afterglow.
Just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just one. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are meadows and cornfields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just one. Everyone.
Jazz singer Stacey Kent in 2003 with the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song, What the World Needs Now is Love. That comes from her album, The Boy Next Door, an album devoted to the male singers and songwriters that she admires. In the case of this song, those males are Bacharach and David, since the original performer of the song in 1965 was female pop singer Jackie DeShannon, who turned it into a top 10 hit.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love.
Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songbook of songwriter Hal David. This week marks what would have been David's 100th birthday. Alongside his longtime musical partner, Burt Bacharach, Hal David wrote the lyrics to some of the most memorable songs from the 1960s, including Alfie, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Walk On By, I Say a Little Prayer, and so many more. Hal David was born on May 25, 1921, in Brooklyn. By the time Hal entered the music business in the 1950s, his older brother, Mac David, nearly a decade his senior, was already an established songwriter. Mac's credits included the lyrics to Duke Ellington's I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, the songs to the Disney film Cinderella, and the English lyrics to the French hit song La Vie en Rose.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose.
Hal's first hit came in 1949, when he was employed by bandleader Sammy Kaye. He worked with composer Don Rodney to write the lyrics to the evocative song called The Four Winds and the Seven Seas, all about a wandering, broken-hearted man. Here's a version of that song from that same year. This is Mel Torme with Hal David and Don Rodney's The Four Winds and the Seven Seas. On Afterglow.
Oh, 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 oh. You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four and the seven seas. The hills were my home till I started to roam. The four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sing till the moon grew pale. We vowed and said someday we'd wed in the church in the train came to town, and a stranger stepped down, a smiling, so my love could see. She answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why my heart and I follow every breeze. You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas. winds, the far winds, and the seven seas. The far winds and the seven seas.
Mel Torme and Frank DeVol's orchestra with an early Capitol recording from 1949. That was Hal David and Don Rodney's The Four Winds and the Seven Seas. As Hal David entered the 1950s, he began to work with other composers, including Red Evans, Sherman Edwards, and Frank Weldon, and his songs began to be picked up by various performers. Let's hear two 1950s hits for Hal David now, one sung by Frank Sinatra and one sung by Sarah Vaughan. We'll begin with the song American Beauty Rose. Sinatra had a minor hit with this song back in 1950 when he was recording for Columbia Records, but he had an even bigger hit with it over a decade later on his final Capitol LP called Come Swing With Me. This is Frank Sinatra in 1961 with Hal David, Red Evans, and Arthur Altman's American Beauty Rose on Afterglow.
Daisy is darling, iris is sweet, lily is lovely, blossom's a treat. Of all the sweethearts a guy could meet, when I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Camellia's tragic, she can't be mine. Magnolia's magic, it makes Maggie shine. Laurel will hug you, orchid's divine. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. She's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybelle in June. I'm daffy as a daffodil, it's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose.
Sarah Vaughan in 1959 with the Hal David and Sherman Edwards tune Broken Hearted Melody, a top 10 Billboard hit for the singer. And before that, Frank Sinatra in 1961 with the Hal David, Red Evans, and Arthur Altman tune American Beauty Rose. That song also hit the pop charts, but not quite as high. In 1957, Hal David met composer Burt Bacharach, and the two decided to partner, writing songs for the famous Paramount Music Company, a publishing company headquartered in the Brill Building in Midtown Manhattan. The two had hits right out of the gate, including with country crooner Marty Robbins and the song The Story of My Life, and with Perry Como and the song Magic Moments.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept.
These two songwriters, Bacharach and David, would form a permanent bond, and their songs would go on to define the elegant pop sound of the 1960s, earning Academy Awards, Grammys, and other accolades as well. Let's hear a few Bacharach and David songs now, beginning with the title song from the 1966 film Alfie. This is jazz singer Carmen McRae that same year with Bacharach and David's Alfie on Afterglow.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sought it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe there's a heaven. Something even non-believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie. Until you find the love you've missed, you're your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day.
Crying after tossing and turning and yearning the whole night long. Pretty baby, oh, I love since you went away. Haven't spent a happy day. I
got the sobbing and sighing and wondering just what went wrong. Pretty baby, well, I know I was good to you. Why did you go and make me blue? I need your arms, just hold me tight now. I need your lips, I said it till tonight. I'm so unhappy, oh, my own. Don't ever leave me lonely. Oh, 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 no, 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 no. Well, 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 now, baby, I tell you, I will wake up crying after tossing and turning and yearning the whole night long. Pretty baby, why don't you please come back to me? Save me from this misery.
Thank you.
the first Hal David and Burt Bacharach hit song performed by the one and only Dionne Warwick. That was Don't Make Me Over, a top 40 hit in 1962. Before that, Ray Charles in 1964 with the Bacharach and David song I Wake Up Crying, and starting that set, another Bacharach and David song, Alfie, performed by jazz singer Carmen McRae in 1966. Dionne Warwick was by far the most frequent performer of songs by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. She was the original artist, or the most popular artist, on more than 20 songs written by the duo, including such perennial favorites as Wishin' and Hopin', Do You Know the Way to San Jose, Walk On By, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. However, other jazz and jazz pop artists have also tackled some Bacharach and David songs in the 1960s as well, including ones originally performed by Dionne Warwick. Let's hear a few now. First up, here is Ella Fitzgerald in 1969 with a Burt Bacharach and Hal David song originally written for their 1968 musical Promises, Promises. This is I'll Never Fall in Love Again on Afterglow.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. Never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. Of tears to fill an ocean. That's what you get for your devotion. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. It's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until
I didn't like the way he got
things done. Sleeping on the job.
Nancy Wilson in 1970 with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song from the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald in 1969 with the Bacharach and David song I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more from the Hal David songbook in honor of the singer's centennial, including some more modern interpretations of his songs. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songbook of lyricist Hal David this week in honor of what would have been the songwriter's 100th birthday. Let's turn our attention now to some more modern jazz interpretations of his songs. Hal David and his songwriting partner Burt Bacharach became the kings of the sophisticated adult pop market in the 1960s. And ever since then, their songs were among the first to be included in the next generation of what might be called the American Songbook. Bacharach and David's songs have been performed by hundreds of different artists over the years, including many jazz singers. Since the early 2000s, jazz singer Diana Krall was among the first to reinterpret these pop standards in a jazz style. And let's hear two of her interpretations now. First up, here is Diana Krall in 2001, with her interpretation of the 1967 Bacharach and David song, The Look of Love, on Afterglow.
The look of love is in your eyes. A look your smile can't disguise the look of love. It's saying so much more than just words could ever say, and what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can't hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love is on your face, a look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can't hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Don't ever go. I love you so. See me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. Walk on. That's all that I have left, so long. sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on
Diana Krall in 2009 from her album Quiet Nights with the Hal David and Burt Bacharach tune Walk On By. That song was originally performed by Dionne Warwick back in 1963. Before that, we heard Diana Krall in 2001 with the title track of her album called The Look of Love. That Bacharach and David song was originally performed by Dusty Springfield for the 1967 James Bond film Casino Royale. The duo of Hal David and Burt Bacharach became one of the biggest successes to come out of New York City's famed Brill Building, the location of many music publishing companies that created pop hits in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Other notable Brill Building songwriters included Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Doc Pomus and Mort Shuman, Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, and lots of other songwriters who helped define the 1960s American pop sound of artists like The Drifters, Frankie Valli, Leslie Gore, and The Shirelles. In 2012, jazz singer Kurt Elling released an album paying tribute to the songwriters who came from this location called 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project. On the album, he recorded one of the most famous David and Bacharach songs. Let's hear it now. This is Kurt Elling in 2012 with A House Is Not a Home on Afterglow.
A chair is still a chair. Even when there's no one sitting there, but a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to say good night, and no one there you can kiss good night. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I'll call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh, please be there, still in love with me. Just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. It ends in tears. It ends in tears. Darling, I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and and turn the key. Oh, please be there, still in love with, still in love with me, still in love with, still in love with, still in love with, still in love with, still in love with me. Still in love with me.
Kurt Elling, from his 2012 album 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project, with A House Is Not a Home, a song written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach in 1964, and originally performed by Dionne Warwick. Songs are fickle things. While I'd love to believe in the universality of a great song, it doesn't always work that way. Certainly, some songs have the ability to communicate across generations, but songwriters themselves are still products of their time. Take the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song Wives and Lovers, a pretty overtly sexist song about how women must put in the work to keep their husbands interested. It's not a good look for lyricist Hal David, a dark spot on his otherwise stellar 700-plus song catalog. But, you know, to be fair, this song was written more as an assignment instead of a completely independent creative endeavor. Bacharach and David were given the task for writing a song about marriage infidelity called Wives and Lovers for the promotion of the 1963 film all about marriage infidelity called, you guessed it, Wives and Lovers. So they were boxed in, at least to a certain extent. While the song was quite popular in the 1960s, it was a top 20 Billboard hit and even won singer Jack Jones a Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance that year, the song feels especially out of place in the 21st century. However, many artists have sardonically highlighted the sexist nature of this song. It was featured in an episode of the TV show Mad Men for just that reason, and jazz singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant gives an over-exaggerated performance of this song on her 2015 album For One to Love. To close off this hour, let's hear that now. This is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with her sardonic interpretation of the quite dated 1963 Burt Bacharach and Hal David song Wives and Lovers on Afterglow.
Hey, little girl.
Comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door.
Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore.
There are girls at the office, and men will always be men. with your hair still in curls, you may not see him again.
Song that can only be performed today, couched in layers of irony. That was Cecile McLaurin-Salvant in 2015 with the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song Wives and Lovers. That comes from her album called For One to Love. And thanks for tuning into this celebration of the songs of Hal David on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.